Americans are taking their pets on planes, and that includes service and emotional support animals. But the amount and type of animals riding on planes is causing some problems for other passengers and flight crews, leading some to push for the government to step in with additional regulation. Joining me now via Skype from Dallas is Wall Street Journal middle seat columnist Scott McCartney. So, Scott, we've had a couple of high-profile incidents this year. The woman who tried to bring an emotional support peacock aboard a plane at Newark Liberty comes to mind. And that's led to calls for stricter rules about pets on planes. Before we get into that, do airlines differentiate between emotional support animals and service animals?
Well, they do, because the law does. There are different regulations. But certified service animals do get slightly different treatment on airlines. And airlines in general are quite happy to carry passengers with service animals. They're trained in how to deal with crowds. They perform specific services. They really don't cause problems. It's the untrained, the pets that get an emotional support animal vest on and get on the plane, and they're sitting in seats and making other passengers uncomfortable. And there are just all kinds of ways that these pets with vests have created problems for airlines.
And it seems that amid the rise here, there's a lot of concern that more people, as you say, are abusing the system that's regulated, you know, pretty much airline to airline. So there seems to be a lot of variation as well in terms of the rules here.
Well, some, but the issue really is that the regulations force airlines to accommodate all this. And airlines think it's gone too far. It's easy to comply with the regulations. There are, you know, requirements for a letter, for example, from a veterinary organization that the animal was trained for dealing with crowds or things like that. And you can buy it on the internet. Airlines have tried to enforce stricter standards themselves without any help from the Department of Transportation. That's not been all that successful. What we saw this summer was continued increase in the number of animals getting on airplanes, even though several airlines, United and Delta, had tightened up rules in March and American later in July. Since then, other airlines have put through tighter rules, but they can only go so far. And that's what they've been asking the government, to basically allow them to go farther.
How much of an increase are we seeing of animals on planes? And are we seeing a proportional increase in the number of incidents like biting and scratching? What are some of the complaints that are coming out?
Last year, the number of service animals increased 24%. The number of emotional support animals on planes increased by twice that rate, 56% in just a one-year period. Delta actually says that it's gone from carried about 700 emotional support animals a day these days. That's up from 450 in 2016. Delta says its number of animal incidents, and that could be anything from urination to barking to biting, is up 84% in 1 year. In terms of what we've seen, there have been several incidents of biting and scratching. Delta actually took the step after one of its flight attendants was pretty seriously bitten by a pit bull, of banning pit bulls from the aircraft. There's disagreement over whether the Delta's allowed to do that under the current regulation, and they just think it's gone too far and just said, we're going to do it, regardless of whether the government says we can do it.
I'm speaking with Wall Street Journal middle seat columnist Scott McCartney, joining us via Skype from Dallas to talk about pets on planes. Still to come, we'll talk more about why airlines are asking federal regulators to step in. We've been talking about a rise in the number of pets on planes, and many airlines have taken their own steps to address the issue. But now they're asking federal regulators to step in because what they're doing so far is not enough.
Yeah, that's right. This is a really hard problem for the Department of Transportation. The DOT actually tried to issue rules before. It had an advisory board established, all kinds of representatives on the advisory board, from airlines, from travel groups, from paralyzed veterans organizations and other service dog related organizations, from disability groups, from psychiatric groups, really broad based coalition of people. And they actually couldn't come to agreement on how to define an emotional support animal. And so faced with that, the DOT at one point said, OK, we're going to do it on our own. Then we had change in administrations and nothing seemed to be happening. Airlines started pushing the DOT to come up with some kind of regulations. What airlines have asked is that the DOT simply adopt regulations that are already in existence under the American with Disabilities Act. That law doesn't actually apply to airlines because there is an Air Travelers Access Act, and so a different law with different regulations. The Americans with Disability Act defines service animals as trained dogs, has very specific guidelines for the types of training and certification. And airlines say they would be totally fine with that. It works in other aspects of our daily lives. And so why not aboard airplanes?
That's Wall Street Journal middle seat columnist Scott McCartney joining us via Skype from Dallas. Thanks so much for joining us, Scott.
Great to be with you, Anne-Marie.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.
Enjoy the What's News podcast? Then try the What's News newsletter. Sign up at wsj.com/newsletters. That's wsj.com/newsletters.